I'd like to thank the committee members who served on our committee, Senator Days and Senator Wilson. I had the pleasure of sitting by Senator Nadler all day, so we had a very good committee. We went through 105 email suggestions and then some that were even brought into us after that, and so it was a very good day, and appreciate everyone who is in the room. We came up with six ideas. We do have a handout that, some of you have probably seen. First one was a change to the foundation formula. What our suggestion that would save $16.7 million is that no school district should receive more than double what it gets from the foundation formula. There's about 22 schools that are in the hold harmless category, and that would be those school districts that receive more than double of what is in the foundation formula. I've got a handout too. It's a broad range of schools. It's small, it's large, it's in rural, and it's in urban as well. So that was one suggestion. Number two and three, consolidation of services for K through 12 and consolidation of higher ed institutions. Probably the biggest number of suggestions that we had was on consolidation, and that was for both our public schools and for our higher institutions, higher education institutions. I think politically we know that consolidation is a very, very controversial issue. Some call it the third rail. It's a very difficult thing to bring up, but time and time again, folks brought up that consolidation was a good issue for us to look at. What we decided to do is we looked at the foundation formula. There's actually a disincentive in the foundation formula the way it is right now. If we reduce the number of schools or if we drastically reduce the number in a district, actually those districts do just as well. They don't lose any funds. And so actually some of the consolidation through our current foundation doesn't work or doesn't make sense. But then we basically thought that it's very important that we certainly encourage and do everything we possibly can to see that districts will work together to share things like administration, travel, extracurricular activities, things like human resources, payroll services, and to do everything they possibly can. That certainly brought up the concept of DESE and their requirements when it comes to MSIP standards. For example, how many principals do you have to have? How many librarians do you have to have? How many superintendents do you have to have per student? And so we had a lot of discussion on what is a suggestion versus a requirement. What will districts be rewarded for? What will they be penalized for? And I think our concept was that during these tough economic times, when budgets are really stressed, that we need to make sure that DESE has a lot of cooperation with us and relax those standards and requirements on what is required. Number three, the same thing dealt with higher education. We felt it's important to have institutions scattered around the state, but we also felt that it's important for them to work together and to possibly look at ways that they can coordinate things like administration, payroll, their investments, insurance, and things like that. We also think it's very important that they work closely with community colleges. We're not working apart, we're not working against each other, but how are ways that four-year institutions can work together? One other thing that we looked at was the merger of DESE and Department of Higher Education, and that presentation was given to us, and we thought that was a good idea. The cost savings supposedly be $1 million a year, and so we felt that we would be very supportive of that. It would be, I think, like we've heard from some other mergers through facilities and things like that, so we were supportive of that. DESE, voluntary cap on early childhood services. This is one that DESE is currently looking at. Currently, early childhood special education services are conducted by school districts and submitted to the state for reimbursement. It's part of a federal part idea, and DESE is researching doing something that the state would, on a voluntary basis, put a cap on early childhood services. And if the local district wanted to go more than that, then the local school district would be responsible for that. For example, there might be a cap of some $5,500 per student when it comes to early childhood services. DESE is researching that. They are saying that there could be savings of up to $50 million to do something like that. So we are certainly at this point supportive that research and those thoughts go forward with that. And then on a split decision, 2-2, we thought that expansion of virtual schools was a great idea, although I think the committee thought we need to talk about it and bring that up for discussion. We do think that technology and virtual schools are here and here to stay, and then as a state that we should explore the possibilities of expansion of virtual schools. And again, I'd like to thank the committee members on there and everybody that helped out.